أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the conditions of the disbelievers. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, أَفَحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَيَّتَّخِذُوا عِبَادِي مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَا. To those who disbelieve think that they take my servants, that the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides me as bosom friends. In other words, the servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are like the Christians that they had taken Hazrat Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam as a God. They worshipped him, they made him part of God, they made him the son of God, etc. Similarly, we find that the Yahud, they had taken Hazrat Uzayr alayhi salatu wa salam as the son of God. Then we found that the Kufar of Makkah, they had taken the angels and they made them the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that way they found reason to worship them. And then some ulama have stated that here the word ibadi doesn't only refer to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala like humans and angels, but all the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because it is subjective to the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So whatever the deity be, whatever the God be, that they have taken these and besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have made them awliya, guardians, and the word wali actually means somebody that fulfills the rights, the duties, or somebody that fulfills the needs of others, and hence they think that these objects of worship are going to fulfill their needs by them worshipping. Inna a'tadana jahannama lil kafirina nuzula. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then certainly we have prepared the fire of Jahannam as an abode of hospitality for the disbelievers. In other words, that has been confirmed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Should we not tell you who are those who are the greatest losers insofar as the a'mal are concerned, insofar as the actions are concerned? One explanation Allah Ta'ala gives, الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Those people whose actions, whose deeds, whose efforts have been wayward in this material world, وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ الصُّنْعَ. Whilst the condition was this, that they thought that they were doing good. And in their thoughts of doing good, the action in itself may have been a good deed. And they thought that they were earning the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But the reality was this, that action was not accepted by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Continuing in the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. But in this ayat, the ulama have explained that who are these people? They carry out good deeds, but yet those deeds, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have wandered away, and that action has been destroyed insofar as his reward is concerned, more especially in the hereafter. They have explained that there is one group of people whose aqidah, whose beliefs are not correct. So a person may say or claim to be a Muslim, but he does not believe completely and totally in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he does not believe completely and totally in the nubuwat of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or for that matter the other Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. He does not have full or total belief in the Quran Kareem and each and every ayah of the Quran Kareem. And just perhaps, just to deviate a little bit, we should be very guarded insofar as this aspect is concerned, that there are many that pose to be Muslims and then they will reject an ayah or two of the Quran Kareem. And in that way we sometimes unsuspectingly begin to believe those incorrect beliefs. So when the belief system is incorrect, we do not have correct belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in all the articles of faith. And then a person carries out those actions are not acceptable by Allah insofar as reward is concerned for the hereafter. Second is that person who is a munafiq, a person who is a hypocrite, that in on his tongue he claims to be a Muslim, in his heart there is kufr. So no matter how much a person may carry out these deeds, whether it is our salat or whatever it may be, but when these two aspects are not corrected, there is nifaq and hypocrisy in the heart, or for that matter the belief is incorrect, then those actions will not be rewarded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the hereafter. So again, just relating this to the virtue of Surah Al-Kahf, the very very important aspect is that we need to have proper iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What is termed as our aqeedah needs to be 100% pure, and for that obviously we need to learn about the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and every aspect insofar as our sincerity is concerned needs to be applied, and hypocrisy needs to be removed from our hearts. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.